Among the people who came to Washington, D.C. for Donald Trump's inauguration were bikers. Started riding their motorcycles on Thursday, and the morning of the swearing-in, the Bikers for Trump gathered in a plaza near the Capitol to celebrate. NPR's Adrian Florido was there.
Barry Gurney rode 6 hours from the coast of North Carolina. The whole way up, he imagined roaring onto the National Mall, sleeping on the ground next to his motorcycle, and waking up by the dawn's early light to see Donald Trump place his hand on the Bible.
It was beautiful. I rolled all the way in. I had no traffic coming in. And there's a policeman there, and I asked him, and he says, no, man, you can't have a vehicle in there. And so then I left. I came back this morning on the Metro.
Not quite the same statement, was it?
No, not really.
It wasn't the only disappointment for some of the bikers. Black Lives Matter protesters blocked the security checkpoint near where the bikers were meeting. So it took some bikers hours to get in. Chris Cox founded Bikers for Trump, and on Friday morning, he was annoyed.
You'd never see bikers acting like that, that's for sure.
You might call it payback. Bikers for Trump came to national attention last summer when they showed up at the Republican convention in Cleveland, saying they were there to help police control anti-Trump protests should they get violent. They had something similar in mind here. Bernadette Marie Luke is another leader of the bikers.
We were here to make sure that Donald Trump got sworn in with no complications.
Though there were some violent protests, the bikers seemed to stay away. All the better for Bill Kirby, also known as Wild Bill. He made it here from Oklahoma in 2 days to celebrate the new president. He likes that Trump has promised to help veterans like him.
I'm a 100% disabled veteran. I hope he does steps in and straightens out the VA for one thing. I don't even go to the VA hospital where I live.
That's part of the reason the bikers like Trump. Many are veterans. But Kirby says there's more to it. And this is something he has thought a lot about.
Freedom is our thing. I don't like rules. I don't have to put on a seatbelt when I get in my bike. So I ride a bike. A lot of people just live in these little rules, and they're perfectly happy to stay in their lane. You're not me. I'm going across the lanes. And a guy like that, you heard him. You've seen his speeches and stuff. He don't stay in the lane. He's more like a shotgun, man. And I like that.
Other bikers had other reasons for liking Trump, like Vicky and Greg Harrell, who rode up on bumpy roads from Tennessee.
It was rough riding. I must say, my tail feathers got a little sore.
Yeah, 550 miles on a bike is not easy, you know, especially when you're in your 50s.
They're excited about Trump's plan to spend big on infrastructure, because that might mean smoother rides. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Washington.